Fagan case is easy, Lehan declares. The Atlanta Georgian, Thursday, 26th of March, 1914, 8th edition, final, page 4, column 1. Burns man says he is greatly encouraged by results of his first efforts. Dan Lehan, superintendent of the Southern Division of the William J. Burns Detective Agency, who, in the absence of Burns in New York, is in Atlanta in charge of the investigation into the death of Mary Fagan, declared Thursday that the 24 hours work he has done on the case has convinced him, as it did his chief, that the mystery will be solved beyond the shadow of a doubt. "I am very much encouraged over the developments since I have been here," Mr. Lehan said. "The case is even easier than I thought it would be, and Mr. Burns had written me that he found nothing unusually difficult about the mystery." Finds new evidence. Mr. Lehan added that in his work Wednesday he discovered new evidence that points to the guilty man. Burns, who is in New York with attorney Leonard Haas of Frank's counsel, is expected to return to Atlanta to take active charge of the investigation within a few days. It is probable that Lehan will remain in Atlanta to assist his chief in the final stages of the investigation. Guy Bittinger of New York, assistant manager of the Burns Service, also is expected in Atlanta this week. Detectives and attorneys connected with Jim Conley have begun an investigation of the mysterious telegrams that have been sent to Conley from Newark NJ, signed John Black. See plot on Black. The local police believe that the telegrams are evidence of a conspiracy against Detective Black, who was a prominent figure in the early Fagan investigation and who has been attacked in new evidence unearthed by the Frank defense. It is understood that the local police have asked the police of Newark to assist them in the investigation, and that strenuous efforts are being made in the East to locate the sender of the telegrams. Detective Burns, in a recent statement, declared that the messages were sent to Conley by private detectives who are trying to throw obstacles in the way of his personal investigation of the case.